Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, dudes and dudettes, amigos and amigas, the Friday, gotta get down on Friday edition of the Rob Brown Show is underway. The third hour of the show starts right now. Welcome back. Hope you're well. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. If you're not, you have bad taste in radio. Stick around. Maybe something will happen that you like. I am Rob Brown. The great one, Lonzo, makes his triumphant return to the show. Banners unfurled, trumpet sounding. Or on the verge of death. I'm not sure which one is more accurate right now.
Who knows? Any day, any time, any moment for anybody. But I don't want to be negative.
I mean, like, yeah, that's true. But also, you know, for it's definitely closer for some people than others. And
I will say that I feel a little bit better than I did a couple of days ago. So that means progressing towards well. It might take another week, but, you know.
Hey, we're just glad you're back. And by we, I mean the listening audience, because
come on,
fighting for my life over there the last couple
of
days.
You do a lot less when I'm here, so you're welcome.
There's not that. All right, time for the audio blitz, some of the audio that we've picked up over the last 24 hours, and come to keep it a buck. It's Friday. Some of this is totally not sports related. You're just going to have to deal with it. Let's start with this one. We talked a little bit about it back earlier in the show. Next year, the NBA returns to NBC for the first time since 2002. Now, back in the day, the NBA on NBC had a voice. The voice was that of a young man by the name of Jim Fagan. Now, Jim, as the NBA has not been on NBC since 2002, Jim has not done a lot of voice work for the NBA. And Jim hasn't done a lot of voice work at all since 2017. That is because Jim Fagan is dead. Fair enough. And while many of us have used the expression, I feel like I'll have to work until I'm dead. Jim Fagan, well, he doesn't get to use any expressions. But Jim Fagan's family has now utilized the expression, Jim has to work even after he's dead. Because the NBA on NBC has rolled out a new set of promos to hype up the return of the NBA to their network, including this one. Super informal, but when you have a voice like that, you can make anything sound good. That is the voice of Jim Fagan. And no, he did not record that promo from the great beyond. That is an artificial intelligence voice generator, recreator, whatever you want to call it. NBC has decided that for their promos for the 2025 season, and the return of the NBA to NBC. They have decided that they're going to go nostalgia, including getting their old voice guy back. But since he's, again, dead, they got to figure out a new way. Do you go pull old samples, old promos, clip? No, 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 no. We're going to feed Jim Fagan. By the way, approved by his family.
See, when we talked about this earlier, I've been thinking about it. So if he didn't give approval, if he didn't leave something in a will or had a written agreement somewhere that they could use his voice after, which a lot of actors and voice actors now are starting to sign whether they want to be used after they're gone. Is that legal to use, give permission if you're not that person?
I am going
unless
to assume.
Unless you have like power of attorney or something, like near the end of their life.
I am going to assume that, much like when my old man died, my mom became, I don't know what the term, because I know there's different terms used different ways for different scenarios, but effectively, my mom became executor of my father's estate. Basically, everything that he owned, which would include intellectual properties, name, image, likeness, etc. But my mom's in control of, so my bet would be that
it include him, like his.
Your image would be. I would assume in this case, again, not an attorney, did not stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night, and have not ChatGPT'd this yet. But my assumption is your name, image, and likeness is part of your estate, part of your assets, part of your property. So the family would have the right to approve this, and my bet would be NBC is paying them for this. That would be the way that pays. We'll see how that plays out. Dylan Gabriel was drafted out of the University of Oregon to go play for the Cleveland Browns. Remember, he was drafted before Shedeur Sanders was. He's going to Cleveland. Hey, Alonzo, quick question. You're an Ohio guy. Maybe not a Cleveland guy, but an Ohio guy. What's the weather in Cleveland in, like, say, November, December?
Oh, I believe the technical term sucks.
Dylan Gabriel, ladies and gentlemen.
I see what you're doing.
Dylan Gabriel gets it.
Yeah, no.
He gets it.
This is a guy who got drafted by a cold weather team, and he's just trying to do anything to stay warm. Well, it's not going to happen in Cleveland.
This was pre-draft. This was before he knew he was going to be a Cleveland Browns.
All right.
I don't know how this didn't eliminate him from the draft board of the Cleveland Browns, but also...
Because that low in the draft, you just do things for spite.
number one, he's right about everything that he said.
No.
Everything he said. Anybody who says, no, Rob, I love sitting outside in the cold in the snow. No, you don't. You're a liar. You're a liar.
No,
you don't enjoy it.
By the way, having lived through that most of my life, there are some people who are not lying.
No.
I'm not saying they're mentally stable, but I'm saying they're not lying. In their heart of hearts, they believe that. I've seen people walk around in the snow in shorts. And again, maybe not mentally stable, but I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But they say they're fine.
I believe that some people do things out of some sense of tribalism / regionalism, right? I love this thing.
I mean, listen, mister, there's only one kind of seafood. There are some people who lived in moderate climb and end up going to Florida and go, well, I can't handle this.
Let me be clear. When I say do things, I'm talking about really dumb stuff. If you have a different opinion on the best type of seafood, mine, red snapper, grouper, Gulf of Mexico, fresh off the boat, right? But if you go, hey, Rob, I'm more of a salmon guy, more of a trout guy, then I can understand that. I don't agree with you, but that's a subjective difference of opinion.
Love that salmon.
If you say, no, I genuinely love being outside when it's -2 degrees and snowing. No. I saw another clip yesterday. I didn't grab the audio from it because it was way too long. But there's a guy who does food reviews of like regional specialties, right? Like he goes to a city or a town or a county or whatever, and he asks around and he finds out like, what's your thing? What's the thing that this community loves? And then he goes and he tries that thing. Well, yesterday, he posted a video where he was in a community outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And this community loved this this one pizza parlor. So he went to the pizza parlor, and he found out that this pizza parlor, Lonzo, they take the dough, and they put the pasta, or not the pasta, the tomato sauce on it, and they cook that, and then, after that's cooked, then they sprinkle the cheese on the top, they put the pepperoni and the sausage on it, and then they give you that pizza. The cheese is not baked on. The cheese is not cooked. They literally take the shredded mozzarella or whatever it is. They cook the pizza with the sauce. Then they put the cheese on it and then give you the pie that way.
So it's a grown-up Lunchable.
It is a grown-up Lunchable. Now, I'm not anti-Lunchable.
Yeah, those, there have those still are been, not really that bad.
They're really not. There are still times that as an adult, every now and then, I'll be hanging out with the nephew because he's a big Lunchables guy. I'll be hanging out with the nephew, and he's like, yo, Uncle Rob, can we get some Lunchables? And I'm like, you're damn right we can. I don't care what your dad says. Not only can we get Lunchables, we're getting one of all of them. Let's go bananas, kid. That's fine. But as a full-grown adult, if you're going to make the argument that a Lunchable is better than a good, well-put-together, constructed pizza, you're a liar. You're a liar.
But you're seeing this without trying it.
I've eaten Lunchables.
I know.
A cooked bit of dough.
I am interested about the sauce being cooked into the crust. I'm definitely, because I'm a sauce guy.
You know what pizza does that? Every pizza. That's how pizza's cooked. You take the sauce, you put it on the dough, then you put the cheese and the sausage and the pepperoni, and you bake that pizza.
So the cheese probably will melt depending on the temperature of the sauce.
No! No! It will not! It will not. You could put it on when that pizza comes out of a 400-degree oven. It is not going to melt that cheese. The guy showed the pictures of it. It literally is just a mound of shredded cheese on top of cooked dough and sauce. Now, the reason I bring that up is not to argue about the pizza. The reason I bring that up is because I am going to say, outside of that one community, outside of that one place, everybody is going to say that's objectively bad. But the people who live there, they swear it's the best pizza in the world. Why? Because my daddy said it is, and his daddy said it is. No! No! Your dad was wrong. Your granddad was wrong. They're both dumb. That's real bad. That's real bad.
That was definitely a Pickens accent. I'm just saying.
Listen, I'm going to go right now. Ain't nobody in Pickens County going, you know what we should do? What if we don't cook the pizza and then eat it?
Probably no one anywhere around here would say that. So, yeah.
The point here is that
it is weird. I agree. This is the first time I've ever heard of it before.
It's not just weird. It's bad. This is one of those things that I don't need to try it to know it's bad. Rob, you ever slammed your head into a brick wall? Maybe you'll enjoy it. No! And just objectively, it's a bad decision. The point is not to argue about the pizza. The point is to point out that some people believe that their thing is a great thing just because it's all they know. Football in the snow. Not for the players, whatever. Players can say whatever they want. But for fans, anybody who says that sitting outdoors in Cleveland, Ohio, when it is 4 degrees and snowy in the wintertime, is more fun than being outdoors at a game in Los Angeles, California, when it's 72 and sunny in December, is a liar or just plain wrong?
You're just not dog pound material.
Correct.
Florida lightweight. I mean, No.
You can go, that just means I'm tougher than you are. No, it means you're dumber than I am.
By the way, Ohio accents are like mine. There's no Southern in it. It's just an Ohio accent.
Whatever. It's dumb and I hate it. Kenyon Barner describes his welcome to the league moment. It is amazing to me how many welcome to the league moments involve one particular name. Kenyon Barner says, Luke Kuechly smoked me then helped me up and said, this hurt me more than it hurt you. I had to teach you, that's not how it works around here. And Kenyon Barner said, I looked him in his face and said, thank you. That's like, I love these welcome to the league stories. And you get, like, they got big on the NBA podcast for a little while, right? Like, they would have guys on, young guys, and they'd be like, what was your welcome to the league moment? And it was always something like, you know, I went down to the post and, you know, I was going to be the first guy that stuffed Shaq, and Shaq sent me nine rows deep. And it's always these great stories. I love the NFL stories. That is, I think, like the third or fourth one where Luke Kuechly was the welcome to the league moment. Hey, Stanford has opened up their season ticket sales for their football team. And they are, they got an interesting phone campaign working. I like how Andrew Luck went from kind of a dog on the football field to middle-aged insurance salesman in like 2 years.
I will tell you, the night he was drafted, we were doing our draft special place that serves drinks and food and all that kind of stuff.
A bar?
Yeah. One of the guys on the show, big Indianapolis fan, he was not happy with me because I kept calling him the big nerd. He is still the big nerd. It has not changed. I wish he would have nerd laughed. He showed how truly nerdy he is when he went high-pitched, I'm so happy. And he sounds like a mix of Barack Obama and somebody else. I'm trying to think of who else. As he gets older, he sounds a little bit more like, oh, why do I forget his name? Crazy guy, NBA.
Crazy guy.
Really old now.
Draymond Green.
No.
Oh.
White dude, old dude, had a son who played for the Bulls. Wears psychedelic clothes. He's
Bill Walton?
Bill Walton, yeah. He sounds like a mix of between Bill Walton and Barack Obama.
Okay, you said where's psychedelic... Bill Walton's dead.
He probably was buried in his
Grateful Dead
t-shirt. So yeah,
I don't know, man. Like I said, like Andrew Luck kind of has a little bit of that dog in him.
He's always been a nerd, though. You're acting like it. I mean, this is not shocking.
I don't disagree.
The progression to this is not it's not a surprise.
On the football field, Andrew Luck, from what I understand, was kind of like he was kind of the guy that would walk up and introduce himself to the defensive lineman, right? Like, he'd walk up and be like, oh, you know, Mr. Clowney, Andrew Luck, great to meet you, sir. I watched you play. I respect your game. But then apparently, like, between plays would be the dude like, I just smoked your ass, son. Like, would give it to guys. So to hear Andrew Luck effectively sound like he's calling and going, hey there, I was just noticing that your interest rates are a little higher, and I was wondering if now might be a good time for you to refinance your home. Shut up, nerd!
We all have our telephone voice. People have heard mine when they've called in or when I've got a guest on. You've got one. We've all got one. That's just his voice.
That's because if I answer the phone like, hello! Yeah, it's Rob. What can I do for you? I would probably... Actually, maybe I should. I'd get less phone calls.
That's why I use less... I use my telephone voice so people make fun of me to me, which is always fun.
All right, one more before we run to the break. I know we're late, but I want to get to this one, and I want to see what Lonzo's gut reaction to it is. There's a podcast called the Pop Culture Podcast. It's a pop culture podcast. And they sat down not too long ago for an interview with Danny McBride. Do you know who Danny McBride is? Big-time Hollywood actor. He was in, but does a lot of TV shows now. He stars in The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Which is a hilarious show. Starred in Eastbound and Down, a hilarious show. I love Danny McBride. He's one of my favorite actors.
There's two sides of humor. That's more your side.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. For sure. It is.
All right, there are more sides, but in this room, there are really pretty much two sides.
This is the dirty, raunchy... Even I would not let my nephew listen to Danny McBride's comedy, and it's my favorite. Anyway, he told, and this is them recapping the interview, but he told the Pop Culture Broadcast what he thinks the biggest problem with movies is today, and it doesn't have anything to do with the movies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Where are you landing on that?
I agree with a lot of it, but I think part of the problems is first of all, too many trailers and too many commercials. But the second thing is there doesn't seem to be as much pride in the theater itself. And when you go see a major movie and there's popcorn on the floor in the lobby and the hallway leading to the theaters themselves, you look around and go, okay, I remember the $1.50 movie back in the day where they didn't take care of it too much, but it was $1.50 and I understood this is, you know, I just paid $100 for four people. I expect it to look a little bit better in here. I think if it's a little more tidy, which goes along with what he was saying, it helped your experience.
I agree with that, but I would also I would give a reason for it, not make an excuse for it. I agree with you.
Yeah, I've seen those little vacuum things. They work.
I went, the wife and I went on Sunday. We went to see Thunderbolts.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that later.
Yes, we will. Went to see Thunderbolts. We're doing Fight Club at 9:20, by the way. I'll tell you that because I didn't do it yesterday.
No, you did not.
Okay, we're doing Fight Club today. That's okay. We're just going to talk about what's been happening.
No, well, why do that when there's a pay-per-view, a PLE tomorrow?
Also that. So the wife and I went to see Thunderbolts, and we went for the first time in a long time to the theater that's right over here by us. Forget the name of it.
Do you want me to tell you that?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to say nice things about
it. It's the Hollywood.
Hollywood. We went to the Hollywood right down here off of whatever road this is.
Woodruff Road.
Woodruff Road. I'm screwed right now, dude. We walked in, and we'd not been there a while, and they had the motorized reclining seats, like the layback seats with the recliner and the little tray that slides over that has a cup holder.
Really? Maybe I need to start going there,
though. Dude, I'm going to say this. This is what we said because we paid. It was between the two tickets and we got a big bucket of popcorn, two drinks, and two things of candy each. It was like $70-some-odd for the two of us to go see Thunderbolts. And the only reason we went was because I wanted to see Thunderbolts in theater. She was like, well, we'll just wait till it comes out. I'm like, nah, I kind of want to see this one. It feels like this is kind of a big deal. This movie feels like it's either going to save or destroy the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I want to see it in theater. So we went, and when we paid that much, just for the two of us and went in. And I was like, damn, this is nice. The recliner and the layback seat and the little tray so you don't have to like hold the popcorn. You just sit it in front of you. We sat down and she and I looked at each other and she went, I'll come watch more movies in theaters now. Like, that was the whole take.
Okay, not all theaters are like that.
Not at all.
So,
not at all.
Including ones that are newer than that one.
But I think for seeing new movies, the spot we reached was, even though we were a bit perturbed, because now, not only do you have 30 minutes of previews, but they run a constant stream of commercials on the screen leading up to the previews. It's not like it used to be where they would be like, nothing on the screen, and there's like light jazz playing in the background and everybody's just kind of like talking and carrying on having a good time. Now it's like commercials run constantly for dumb stuff, for stuff I'm never going to buy. And that was annoying. Then 30 minutes of previews, then the movie. So the movie was for, I think we went to see a 12:45 movie on Sunday, and the movie started at like legit like 1:30 for a 2-hour movie. It was not ideal. But we both looked at each other and said, the theater's clean. They have recliners. They have trays. This is as comfortable. It wasn't too cold. Like, this is as comfortable as I've ever been. I will come back and watch movies now in theaters if they are all like this. And what we said was, we'll call ahead. Hey, is this movie being shown in one of the nice movie theaters, like with the recliners? And if the answer is yes, we'll go to the theater. So I agree with what Danny McBride had to say there. But I also think he was right in that, like, there's a cinema over towards Taylor's that we used to go to the movies. Not only is it old and run down, but as he pointed out, like, at any given time, there's, like, 2 movies in theaters that are worth anything. And this movie theater has, like, 19 screens in it. So you walk into it, and even though there may be people going to the movie, because the building is so damn big, but there's only 2 movies running, it feels weird, like a ghost town. There's nobody in there. There's 2 people that can say, you don't see anybody else. And when you go to a place like that, when you see nobody else there, even if you want to be left alone, it's still like, are we the only ones doing this? I kind of don't know how I feel about that.
I will tell you real quick, we went to see on Thursday night, the opening week, and it felt more like a Thursday night. Been to a bunch of Thursday nights, and they haven't been what they used to be. This one wasn't there, but it was close as far as crowd, as far as the theater being full. And that movie was on multiple screens, and we were not seeing it in IMAX. We were seeing it on a smaller screen, and that was full in there. And you got the full crowd experience that you should for a movie like that.
And that, like, to me, that feels like it makes, even if you're not interacting with those people, that feels like it's more fun to go see a movie that way. Like, I want to go see with
people. And it's not a talking over the good points or things like that. I mean, it was an educated crowd, a good mix, very diverse, very into Marvel. Right? I mean, and they really enjoyed only a spattering of applause, but that's an opinion thing.
Sure.
But still, the fact that on a Thursday night it was as full as it was, some guy said on the way out, we are so back. Maybe I don't know about that. We'll see. But as far as theaters go, there's a couple more blockbusters coming out here pretty soon. We'll see if it continues to trend, because for a while now, since COVID, it's went downhill, and quality of theaters and stuff like what we were talking about earlier has went down, and it hasn't picked back up.
I agree with that. It felt like a movie going experience. I will say this. It was only one issue. Then we got to run to a break. We went to the 12:45 movie because we thought it's the middle of the day on Sunday. People are at church. People are having their post-church dinner. The movie theater will have some people in it, but it'll be mostly clear. We walked in. There was probably, I don't know, 20, 25 people in the – it was in a big movie theater, IMAX theater. 20, 25 people in there. The wife and I sit on the end of the row because I have to pee 3 times a movie. Judge me. We sit on the end. So a guy and a gal walked in. And they sat in the 2 chairs next to me. Right next to me. It's a whole movie theater. They sat in the 2 chairs.
They're assigned.
Literally
though,
next to me.
Right, right. They're assigned.
I mean, they were.
Yeah, so, I mean, some people go, I bought these. I need to sit here. I don't want to get in trouble. Some people do feel that way.
They sat down, and I was like, I just did that. Like, I leaned back in the chair, and I just closed my eyes and went, because I was hoping he'd get it. He didn't get it. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show with a Fan Upstate. Quick conversation here. The United States women's national team, women's basketball, made an interesting move yesterday. Over the past handful of years, the U.S. women's national basketball team had its roster and coaching staff selected by committee. They put a group of women together, men and women together, of every level of basketball, and they, by committee, voted on and selected the roster. You will remember last year in the lead up to the 2024 Summer Olympic Games in Paris, France, that there was some controversy because none of the rookies, including Caitlin Clark, made the women's Olympic team. And there were a lot of people, and I will be keeping a buck, no cap, as the kids say. I was absolutely one of them. Why are you not sending Caitlin Clark? Why are you not sending a young woman who has dominated the landscape of college basketball, both as a figurehead and as a player? Why would you send, and I understand the answer is so that she could set a mark, but why are we sending 41-year-old Diana Taurasi, who's going to play 12 minutes a game, instead of Caitlin Clark, who is a younger, better version of Diana Taurasi at this point? And again, it's a legacy pick, and there are going to be some people who are on board with that, and there are going to be some people who hated it. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I didn't like it. I want to send the best. I don't care about the legacy of any individual player, perhaps even more than their professional team when you are talking about Team USA. As Herb Brooks said in Miracle, the name on the front of that jersey is a hell of a lot more important than the name on the back. On the line, again. So, yesterday, Team USA Women's Basketball announced that they were placing Hall of Famer and women's hoop legend Sue Bird into their position of managing director. Sue Bird, and they have not announced what the power structure is going to look like. I don't know if she has complete and total autonomy over the team. I don't know if she is going to be in charge of drafting up a proposed roster and then have to get approval for it or what. What I know is on the men's side, for years now, they have had a roster czar. It was Jerry Colangelo for a lot of years, and then in 2022, I believe, Colangelo stepped down, and he handed that responsibility over to Reggie Miller. And Reggie Miller has worked ever since then as the final voice in roster construction for Team USA men's basketball. And I will say, one of the things that I have appreciated about Team USA men's basketball over the past couple of years of runs of success is that, number one, I feel like they generally and genuinely selected the best players. I don't think there has been a point where we have had the argument. There's been some, oh, should this guy be there and should that guy, was this a snub, whatever. But unlike the women's team, There hasn't really been a let's make a whole day out of this guy got left off the roster and that is a crime against basketball like there was last year with Caitlin Clark. So the women's team is going to model the men's team in roster construction and utilize Sue Bird, who knows ball, as the brain behind that. I think that's a tremendous idea. And I think it is a tremendous idea because with the growth of women's basketball over the years, with the influx of talent, go back and look at the draft class last year, go back and look at the draft class this year. With the influx of talent, more ballers than we have had joining the professional ranks of women's basketball ever. More notoriety, more publicity, more celebrity than we've ever had in the game. I think it is more important than ever before to get it right because we're getting caught. More important than ever before to get it right. And to have a baller and a legend like Sue Bird, who she makes a selection, I'm going to come in here the next day and go, I may not agree with it, but I respect it because it's Sue Bird. Not a committee of strangers, of quiet folks in the background, even if they are names like Dawn Staley. Not a committee. Sue Bird. I'm going to trust Sue Bird to do this job. So I like that the women's side looked and said, okay, the men's side won the gold medal last year. They're on a run. They're winning the FIBA World Cup, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe we should do what they do. Get a Hall of Famer, get an icon, no question, and say, put us together a roster that works from the perspective of somebody who played on rosters that worked. I love it. Well done, Team USA Basketball. Team US Soccer, pay attention. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hub City Spartan Burger text line 844-326-3663. South Carolina fans, if you were to move on from Paul Maneri after 1 year as your head baseball coach, there would be a $5 million buyout. $5 million off the baseball budget, out of the athletic department budget. If you were to decide to pull the plug on the Paul Maneri product and move on to the next year. The 22-3 loss against the Florida Gators last Saturday was the worst loss for the South Carolina Gamecocks since the year 1997. The loss yesterday against Auburn, 24-2, was the worst loss for the South Carolina baseball program since last Saturday. So Maneri has, in effectively 6 days, put the two worst losses of the century on the books for the Gamecock baseball program. Should you elect to move on, it will be to the tune of a $5 million payout to Paul Maneri. I go back, and this is not a... It's going to come across this way. I promise you it's not meant to be a I told you so. It is not meant to be a, oh, look at me, how smart big boy I know, big brain boy I am. It's going to come across that way. But it feels to me as if the concerns I had about this hiring at the time of the hiring have come to pass, have come to fruition. That is to say, it feels to me as if Palminteri is in no way, shape, or form getting through to the fellas on the baseball team. Why do I say that? Number one, if he was, I would fully expect this team to be getting better week by week. That's not to say I would expect them to suddenly be good. I'm not saying I would have expected a slow start to the season and then wango bango, all of a sudden we're halfway through and they're in the midst of a hunt for the SEC baseball championship, a two seed going down to Hoover for the SEC baseball tournament. What I'm saying is I would not be seeing 20 run losses twice in 1 week. There would be something that I could put my finger on and go, well, at least this is getting better. So I would ask Gamecock baseball fans right now, A, is there anything right now that gives you optimism? Is there anything about this baseball team that gives you hope? Is there anything about this baseball team that sparks joy for you? Because I got to tell you, I can't imagine that there is. I feel like you went with a guy as your head coach, and I do not intend, I never intend to be disrespectful. But Palminteri, in his mid-60s, comes up from LSU. As I said earlier in the show, and I'm going to say this, and this is not meant to be disrespectful, though it will be translated that way. LSU cares more about their baseball program than you do. And that's not an insult. LSU cares more about their baseball program than most schools do, with very rare exceptions. LSU considers their, in my experience, considers their baseball program their second most favoritist program on campus. It is football one, baseball two. I had a brief tenure broadcasting in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, remotely, but I was on the air in Baton Rouge for a little while. And as I mentioned earlier, after Hurricane Katrina, a large swath of folks from Southeast Louisiana made their way to Destin, Florida, where I broadcasted, where I lived, and we jokingly started referring to the Florida Panhandle as New Orleans East, because there were a lot of folks from Louisiana who came and then stayed after Katrina. So there was a very large LSU fan base where I lived. And LSU baseball, despite living with a lot of Florida State fans who for years treasured their baseball program, Florida fans who treasured their baseball program, I got more interaction about LSU baseball than I did either of the Florida schools, despite being in, you know, Florida. They care more about their baseball program than you care about yours. All right? That's not an insult. It just is what it is. They have more resources. They have more money. They have better facilities. It's just, if you're going to be successful, LSU's the place to do it. And Palminteri could not get it done at Baton Rouge. They effectively said, we're not going to fire you because you quit. And Palminteri left. That's the way that I interpreted it. So, similar to the Will Muschamp situation, when you hired Will Muschamp to coach the football team. Similar to that situation, different in that Palminteri has got a ring. Palminteri's had success. But similar to the Muschamp situation, Ray Tanner had to convince me that a guy that could not get it done at a school that had more resources, better facilities, arguably better access to players, et cetera, somehow he was going to leave a school that had way more come to Columbia, South Carolina, and do it there when he couldn't do it there. It didn't make sense to me then. That's not even included the other, including the other aspect of the conversation I had, which is, do you know why so many new coaches, basketball, football, baseball, whatever, do you know why you're seeing such an influx of younger coaches? Because they know how to communicate with kids. It's a different world out there, man. These kids talk differently. They act differently. They interact with people differently. We are now experiencing, as teenagers, college-age kids, the first generation who truly do not understand a world before social media. The kids that are coming to play football, basketball, baseball now, they're the same age as Twitter. They don't know what the world without Twitter is like. I was in college when Facebook fired up. Back when, if you wanted to get on Facebook, you had to provide them with an email that ended in .edu. You had to have a college email. The kids that are coming to play college sports now were born after that. Tyler Shook got drafted to the New Orleans Saints. He holds two unique distinctions. Number one, he is the next future first ballot Hall of Famer for the New Orleans Saints. And number two,
In a long line of those.
And number two, Lonzo, Tyler Shook is the last player born in the 1990s that will be drafted into the National Football League. Okay? So when you talk about kids entering college now, and remember, just to kind of put that into more perspective, Tyler Shook backed up Justin Herbert in Justin Herbert's rookie year. Justin Herbert's been in the NFL, what, 7 years now? Tyler Shook was his backup his first year in college football. So, the kids these days are arguably, I know I sound like an old man, stick with me. The kids these days are arguably the first generation of college athletes who truly do not understand a world that does not involve immediate, fast, rapid, short burst of communication via social media. Do you think, honestly, do you think that Paul Menary in his mid-60s is going to be the best guy to communicate with these kids what is expected, what is demanded, what should be executed, what should be ignored and avoided? Respectfully, I doubt it. I've said it before. Nick Saban was not removed all that far from being the most dominant football coach in the history of college football. My theory, don't have it proven, don't know that we ever will. My theory is Nick Saban stepped away, not just because of the portal and NIL, but Nick Saban stepped away because in his early 70s, being able to be an effective coach requires a different form level of communication with these kids than it ever has before. I just don't think Paul Maneri's got the ability to talk to that Gamecock baseball locker room and make them understand, here's where we are, here's where we want to be, and here is how we're going to get there. Younger coaches do. So I am, as of the point today, it ain't my money. I'm not the one that's got to balance the budget at the end of the year. But if you want South Carolina baseball to be successful, if you want the Yardcocks to return to Omaha, Nebraska, I think you have to move on. I think you got to pay up. I think you got to figure out where you're getting $5 million. I think you got to separate, say, you know what? We tried something. Ray Tanner tried something. It did not work. On to the next one. Because if you let this happen another year and it doesn't get better, it gets worse. That's the only option. You know what is better? Your life for the next 60 seconds after this sports flash.
Thrice as nice, low-key Lonzo on the read.
Low-key?
I know. It's flow. It's amazing. Just one NBA game last night. The Timberwolves overwhelmed the Warriors 117-93. Golden State was without Steph Curry as he rehabs a strained hamstring. Julius Randle led all scorers with 24. Series is now tied 1-1. The Atlanta Braves walked off the Reds in the 11th inning for a 5-4 win last night. Spencer Schwellenbach gave up 5 hits and 1 run in 6 innings. Atlanta had 10 hits, including Drake Baldwin's pinch hit RBI single in the 11th for the win. The Carolina Panthers have cut former Gamecock Jadeveon Clowney after just one season. The team shopped for a trade partner but were unable to find one. Clowney was set to count for $13.77 million against the cap, enough to pay for the Panthers' entire rookie cap. Hour number four of the Rob Brown Show is next, right here on The Fan Upstate.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.